me some music. Morning, everybody. I'm in a very good mood. This part of the morning, I wasn't in so much of a good mood earlier on. We will do something about what I spoke about earlier this morning. We won't just sit back, especially with the higher institutions. I've started making some phone calls around, you know, calling Yemi Carter-Johnson, who is out of the country, but as soon as he comes back, I'm going to get some top people who value education, and we'll do a critique of what is going on in the higher institutions. That's the bedrock of our future. Not the motto packs. Right, let's get down to business. I'm happy to have in the studio today my daughter. Well, my mom was asking me, is she your real daughter? Or I said, a daughter is a daughter. Philip is my son. I have loads of them. And I've said that on the day that I leave this world, the Ankara factory must close down because all of them will want Ashwebi. Let me use this opportunity to say hello to all my children. Kids is in school. Kids in Lekki. That one is in school. So many others. Eyi is here too. Eyi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You don't know how excited I am to see you. In spite of the fact that after your mom struggled, you know, Eyi's lost her dad, who was my friend, some time ago, Tim, not too long ago, about 20 years now.
Yes.
Yeah, 20 over. Years now. You remember him, don't you? Once in a while, yeah, you still feel it. I tell you one story about your dad, though. One day, her dad is a professional photographer. So one day we went to shoot. Have I told you before?
In the yacht club. The water.
He fell in the water. Or committed law. I said, yay, Modano. We're shooting for Ico Calendar then, in the days when I used to do calendar. Eitemi is a graduate of...
Regent University.
Regent University.
Yes.
Which university is that?
Who owns it's
that
from one? Ghana.
Oh, you went to Ghana?
Yes.
Ah, to speak to her. Yes, I'm going to go to Ghana soon. I have somebody in Ghana who has been inviting me to come.
Can I
to
come Ghana. Along?
You can come along. It's your sister, you know, my daughter. She's in Ghana and she says, Daddy, you must come. I'm thinking, I wanted to go on my birthday, but I overruled that. So, how are you? Has your surname changed?
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
Yes.
But there's somebody in the horizon.
We're hoping.
You remember your mom is listening, no?
I know.
But I would still say keep to that guy. So how did you, what did you study in Regent University?
I studied psychology and human development.
So how did that now lead to you becoming a mechanic?
So I've always had the flair for auto care. And
really?
Yes, and you know, you have to do what your parents say. My mom
yes,
really wanted me to do that.
That's your mom. You know, your mom is typical mom. You're the mechanic you care. Obiri. What prompted you?
It's an essential. Aside from the fact that it's an essential, I realized that because we tend to lean to roadside mechanics, not much people would actually take their cars to professional garages to have it sorted.
Yes.
And people use roadside mechanics and still have problems and spend money in, you know, spend money that you do not expect to spend.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, I really like this. And I know that there are women like me who drive cars and need their cars to be well taken care of, and that's why.
So do you run a garage, or what exactly do you do?
Yes, so there's a garage I share, which for now, you know, it's still started.
But
I pay so much attention to my clients' vehicles because I have customers who come through.
Do you know about these vehicles?
Yeah, so I had to go to Ladikbo.
Really?
Yes.
For how long did you study?
I was there for 2 years.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me, forget that your mom is listening. Tell me, what was her reaction when you put on something and said, I'm going to Ladikbo with mechanic uniform?
You know, apparently, you know, she was in the her house was in Ladikbo. So I moved from here, my house in Lekki, to her side. And she's one, what is this one looking for? Anyways, I said, Mommy, Mumbo, I'm going to buy a battery for somebody. She said, okay, let me come with you. Let me show you where grandma gets for. Then we go around. Then the next day, I'm like, Mommy, I'm coming. I'm going to. She said, where are you going to? She said, Abiofelomuti. I said, I'm not going I'm going to the garage too. And then that's how it became a daily thing. I wake up in the morning.
Really?
You know? And because
for
I didn't,
2 years.
Yes.
Did they beat you with fan belt? you know, with the mechanic, whatever, you know, the first 1 year is to beat with fan belt. Go and buy Pomo
yes.
and
or you get to work after yoga.
Yes.
Oh my dear.
After so you did apprenticeship for 2 years.
Yes.
That is interesting. And what that tells me is that you're a lady of purpose. Okay, you know what you want and you know what you're doing. And that I love in any human being. I wish those who run our affairs were that resolute. One of the problems we have in this country is that we don't have leaders who are resolute, leaders who can stand on their own, leaders who don't care, leaders who can say, this is what I'm going to do for you people. If you don't like it, don't vote for me again. We don't have such leaders anymore, very few. So I like the fact that you're resolute and you're one of the young people that I will recommend as an example for 2 years. And you are not, were you earning anything? Were they paying, or rather, were you paying them?
No, I'll pay them.
You paid them?
Yeah, so I mean, knowledge. Exactly. I have to pay for the knowledge, you know, and it wasn't something that I didn't even understand the system. They'll tell you, Omara, you buy drink or you buy this one or you buy that one, or you know.
Yes.
And then.
So, Oshé Freedom.
I'm Oshé Freedom.
Why did you invite me now? I didn't have a lot of dank up on them. Oh my God. You should have invited me. Oh my God. Right. So that's good. I mean, I'm quite, look at the way Auntie Wemimo is looking at you. The woman of two. Would you have gone to a mechanic? If you believed in it, you would have done it. Yeah, like that. She's like that too. I'm not saying it because she's here. You understand what I'm saying? She's also like that. If she makes up her mind, she's going to do something. Go then, run you. At that time, this gentleman that we are thinking of marrying, was he with you?
No.
Oh, you hadn't come together then. Oh. Okay, the president was there then. Did he value
there was
what
nobody
you were
there.
Are you downfall getting me?
On my own.
I can't believe this baby of mine I used to take to primary school once in a while in Falolu. We are having this kind of gist about men. That's life. That's life. I'm so, so proud of you. So you did 2 years and then you did freedom.
Yes.
Now, freedom usually means that the last time, in the days of 504, I saw at Uncle James' place, there's somebody who was running a garage near my house when I grew up. I loved cars too. Or I love cars to beat. I used to go and sit with Uncle James then. But I'm not good with my hands. Okay, I was, even as a child, I wasn't too good with my hands. I didn't have this fix-it, whatever. I was too much in the arts and stuff, but I loved cars. That's why today, one of the reasons why I can't take public service is that when I shop the money in a car, they go take cars. I don't buy cars because I want to show off. I buy cars because I love them. And I like to drive, you know. I don't buy cars. I don't want to buy a car, sit at the back and whatever. So you probably won't catch me buying a Rolls Royce, really. But I'll buy a Lamborghini. Okay. Another of my children, Fumito, his name is Fumito Adeshola. He says that he's going to buy his mother and me when he grows up a Bugatti.
Oh.
Ah, well, Akira for him. I said, yeah. I love cars. Yes,
we're going to. When you're ready to buy your car, you know that I sell cars too.
You sell cars too?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You came a bit late. Really?
Yeah.
You sell cars, but do you? So, what kind of cars? The cars? Do you buy full? Do you sell full title, or do you sell? What they call not the, there's one that is full
the
title
foreign.
Then there's not talking about foreign, then they also talk about full title, that's one that is non-accidented or accidented. Which do you sell? Anyone you want. So it's up to
so
you.
So it's up to the customer's request.
Mm. There's no hiding place when it comes to cars these days. There's no hiding place. Mm-hmm. All you need is a VIN number.
VIN number, yes. Which most people are not even aware of.
They are all.
No.
Are you serious?
I deal with these people.
With these people?
Because,
really?
You know, with people's cars. And some people are asking me, what is VIN? Where is it? We were out in one motor for like 6-7 years.
You don't buy a car without knowing the VIN number.
Because the VIN number would show you if the car was accidented.
And what accident.
And if it's something. Because you keep taking your car to the workshop and you're wondering why you're spending money.
But wait a minute. That VIN number applies to the UK. Does it apply to Europe?
Everywhere.
Belgium and so on.
Everywhere.
Well, you know, we for the past 20 years, I've only been buying American specs. Sure, you get American specs. But the American specs are far ahead of other ones. At least they're more aligned with our own weather here, you know, air conditioning and so on and so forth. That's very, very good. So you're sharing the shop now.
Yes.
The people you're sharing with, do they have their own customers?
They do.
How do you differentiate between your customers and theirs?
Well, I mean,
you saw that.
Yes, they come through me, you know, because from online or referrals or anything, they come through me.
Do you give warranties?
Yes, depending on the type of service.
Let me ask you. I asked James when he was here. Some mechanics will always tell you that, Oga, don't buy new part, buy Tukubo part for this car. Is that true?
It depends on the parts. It depends on the type of parts that are required that you buy new. There are some parts that is the Tukubo because the manufactured ones are not going
as good as the old
Tukubos, which are the ones that, you know, when they bring accidented cars to the market, they just remove everything and you know that, okay, directly from overseas. So that's
when you hear something like, is it first paint they call it?
First body.
Yes. What does that mean?
It means it's not being, so the car hasn't been sprayed or worked on or anything.
What if it has been sprayed?
And it's not the first body. So it has a lower value.
Why should
in
it?
In sales, in the world.
But I mean, why should it? I'd like to know, apart from you determining maybe if it had an accident, fair enough. But sometimes you just want to spray your car. There's nothing wrong with it. Or you want to change the color.
But it's not the first body. It's not as it came.
So you advise people to buy first body? All right.
Well, most importantly, in a vehicle, when you want to purchase the engine, make sure that the engine and the gear, you know, those two things are like the most important.
The engine and the gear.
Yes.
Talking about the engine, I had a friend who had, I don't know where he is. If anybody knows where I can find him, I'd be very happy. His name is Ray Akintola. We call him Uncle Ray. He's older than I am. And he used to have this place along Harbor Macaulay. And I enjoyed going to eat first and foremost Eba. In this place, you know, this bottle industry comes along with good food.
Good food.
Yes,
really good
I used
food.
To like literally to go and sit with Uncle Ray. And they go and get Eba from Oyaba Road. I wonder where he is, Ray. There was a time I think he was running transport. But what was I referring to now? I forgot
the engine.
The engine. This engine, when they're washing the cars in the morning, I see them spraying water inside the silencer. So that when you start it, the whole idea is when you start the car, is it true that if the engine of a car is good, after a time, you'll have droplets of water coming from the exhaust?
Start the car in the morning.
In the morning.
Yes. That's why we advise you warm your car and not just start your car
and move. Some people are very impatient.
Yeah. And if you don't warm your car, you can't pay attention to details. To say, okay, because sometimes when you start your car and the engine makes a funny noise, then
yes,
stops.
Then it stops.
You have to go to the mechanic because there's a problem.
Oh, then stops.
Car. Yes.
The engine stops.
It doesn't, like, it doesn't stop working. The noise stops.
No, when you, maybe I should ask you, I notice that when I start either of my two cars, the noise, you know, there's a higher level of noise.
Mm-hmm.
Then after about less than a minute,
it comes down and
it stabilizes. There's no problem with that one. My deruba me.
How often do you diagnose your car? When you...
Must I diagnose my car every time?
No. When I ask...
But it goes for servicing. I'm sure they'll
So when it goes for servicing, they should check.
Shebi, why should I diagnose when there's a check engine light there? Shebi, if there's anything wrong with the engine, the check engine light will come up. Or sometimes there could be a sinister thing.
Sometimes it's something different. So that's why we advise that you because when you drive your car, especially when you've purchased the car yourself from the start, you're used to certain sounds. Then when you realize that in warming your car, it's a different sound than before. And I warned you that, okay, this thing used to sound like this before. It's something to actually
I picked that habit from my mom, ironically. Nobody taught me how to drive, but I watched my mom drive. And I started driving at the age of 15.
Wow.
Yes.
And in Nigeria, we don't allow that.
You know, the streets were free. I remember my mother's LH1000. That's the number of the car. And it was a Triumph. I don't even think they make those cars anymore. And the day I took it, I took it along, but no, what was Wake Man Pity? The whole street went, I go, Egba, wow. And so when my mom came back, you know, in those days in Yaba, we used to park cars in front of our houses. When my mom came back, the car was parked there. When I saw Iyafilo coming from next door, and and they started the noise from outside. Mama Jimio! Mama Jimio! Those were good days, man. I love driving, but the fun is taken out of driving now. Traffic.
Because of the traffic.
What damage does traffic do to a car?
What kind of damage? Like, it can reduce the lifespan of the battery. So you're advised to just put off your car, you know.
In traffic?
Yeah, especially if the traffic is a long hour. Some people will just have their car on with the AC, and you're in one corner. It's going to affect a lot of things. It will affect your engine. It will affect your gasket, your cylinder. It would affect the battery lifespan. So it's important that even when you're in traffic, traffic that you can cook food and sleep, just put off your engine. Save your car.
Wow. Hey, did you see any car that got involved in this bad fuel situation?
Yes, a lot of fuel pump problems.
Fuel pump problems.
Yes.
And the average car, how much is the fuel pump?
15K.
That's not bad. That's, I'm sure you're thinking of like a Corolla.
Yes.
15K, yes, that's the average car. But when you now go up to, what about the Lexus? Ones, Lexus?
You're looking at from 45, 60, 30, depending on the...
Don't they share parts?
the type of vehicle is... The model is what makes it more expensive.
Yeah, but like Lexus and Corolla, same Toyota parts. Lexus would use Avalon parts, for example.
So it's 2020. So the year also affects the...
More recent the year, the more expensive it is.
And most importantly, demand of parts also. Demand of parts. So if there's like Corolla, plenty. So when you need any Corolla parts, you're getting it at a high rate because they know that you will buy it whether you like it or not. You will increase the money.
AE has a new name today. So when I talk about AE Motors, you know that's what? Is that the name of your company?
Energy Plug.
That's the name of your company?
Yes.
Energy Plug. I would like you to, if Mrs. Chidi complains, I will pacify her by giving her free service for her car. Okay, it's the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, brought to you by Amstel Malta, and I have with me, what's your surname?
Atie.
I've always known her as Eyi. She's Eyi Temi, but I've always known and called her Eyi. I'm proud that she's here. She's well focused. She knows what she wants to do. So seriously, we will soon have an Eyi Motors.
Yes.
Upcoming.
Services rendered to you. You purchase your vehicle.
You service.
You get accessories, whatever it is that you need for your vehicle. There's a one-stop shop.
Would you like partners, or you just like to go quietly yourself till you can be well established?
I like partners who are on the same vision or mission as me.
Because garages these days, you don't have so many garages, but they're falling apart almost immediately. What is the reason for that, do you know?
Well, I would say, first of all, it's coming from customers. And also from the structure of the garage. So most customers will tell you, they'll be giving you their own say. Tell you, oh, I don't want my car to sleep in the garage. But you know that it takes you 3 days to have that car sorted out. Mm. So when they give all these things, they're messing up the business, they're messing up the system, you know, and it's affecting the status, because this person is going to give a bad name about this garage to another person, and it goes on and on and on.
I know.
Most times it's from customers'
people can be impatient.
Who are, impatient customers who actually devalue garage purposes, and it's...
Okay, we now need to take a break. Eyi Motors.
Yes.
Eyi Motors is here. When we come back, we'll take your calls and responses. Don't go away.
Don't touch that dial. Daily Digest returns in a moment.
You're not yet 30.
Next year.
You're 29. Ah, you give me a lot of hope. And you had, but I'm sure most have been like the age of 25 that you had this idea and decided to go and learn. Yes. This is the kind of purposeful thing that we encourage. And that eluding us, I must say, because the political interference in the upgrade of our children, and you know, in their educational whatever, that takes away carefully their right thinking. I mean, how many Nigerian kids, let's be very honest with ourselves, would after university say, okay, I want to go and be an apprentice, kilokoshe emeko. By the time she now sets up, some of the sorry things that we say, that they say maybe it's one man that set you up,
yes,
but your lover at least, still, you know, but you're moving slowly but surely. So you don't mind having partners. So do you make a livable income from this?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Because
but you think it will grow?
It will grow.
I know. I think so too. I think she needs our support as much as we can. Tell you what I will do. You give me your details.
Okay.
I'll start by tweeting it, okay? Give me your details, like I do for some people. Tweet it, put your advert on my blog. We'll run it for a year, free.
Thank you, sir.
Send us a lot of materials, and we do that for you, and occasionally bring you to come and inspire people.
Thank you.
So, what are the major signs you need to look out for in your car? By the way, do you repair Rolls Royce cars?
No, Itidebe.
Oh, Itidebe. Do you plan to?
That's premium service.
Yes.
It's something
is it something, is it achievable for you? Or do you have to go through
Have to go through further training outside of the country.
Outside of the country.
Yes.
Talking seriously, it's not to do with the brand really, but to ask whether in our country we have the facilities to maintain such vehicles.
We ourselves do not even want to maintain vehicles.
Oh, as a people?
Yes.
We don't want to keep riding them till they run aground.
If I give you a scenario of this particular client, you know, that I had, all the lights on the dashboard did turn.
They were on?
Yes. There was no linkage at the back tires as they brought the car to me.
Ha!
There was the ABS needs to be changed. Like a new ABS, not a sensor problem or anything.
Yes.
And then this client, you know, AC problems, but where everything, even poor flow of everything, work on, you know. And then this client goes...
But the car was moving.
The car didn't move.
But it didn't move?
It moved. But the fact that it's moving doesn't mean that you should still keep moving. Because if the ABS fails and then you skid off the road, because the essence of the ABS is to put the, you know, put the tires on ground when you're braking. So if it's not functioning, there's nothing. You're going to have an accident. Then you see, say, okay, something happened. Then you say, no, it's this person that went in front of you or the car. There's so much. And then most of the accidents that are caused is because car owners do not want to. They think that, you know, that your mechanic, that's their thoughts. They don't think. They will say that their mechanic is duping them. If your mechanic is duping you, you can as well go to a proper garage that provides proper service, so that you would blame them if anything goes wrong, rather than using roadside and getting upset by one Joe Moye Abi, they are doing this and that. So it comes more from, it's very few people who understand the importance of taking care of their car. That's why this fuel scarcity problem, people who were constantly using boosters for their vehicle or always using them for cleaner are the ones who did not go through bad fuel pump issue.
Oh, okay. So if you were using that, the fuel cleaner and the
booster,
fuel
the octane booster.
Octane booster.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, about how much is a can of octane booster?
I don't think it's
about
up to 5,000.
So you buy a car for 20 million, mm-hmm. you don't want to buy a 5,000 naira kind of booster.
Understand?
And these boosters, you use them once a what now?
So, let's say like once in two, 3 months, because even for the fuel cleaner, when you're servicing your car, it's advised that you, and you see, funny, when some people are servicing their car, I say, okay, please, I'll need to purchase fuel. So, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. My fuel pump is not faulty. They wait till problems are faulty.
Yes.
Before taking care of it.
So many people want to speak to you.
Oh.
Whether pick you see all those buttons there?
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. Oh, we lost that one. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, Uncle, good morning, sir.
Morning, who's calling?
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
Please be finished now. Before you go greet my picking.
Uncle Jimmy, hey. Miss you now.
Okay.
Good. Hey.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Thank you very much. I'm one of those that love cars. Listen to your car. December, when I want to travel to Delta State,
yes,
I take my car to a mechanic. I change the oil, oil filter and everything, right?
Yes.
I never do up to 1,000 kilometers. Then check engine light comes up. I hate seeing light on my dashboard. I called my mechanic, sir. I change oil. Oil 10,000. I never go up to 5,000 kilometers. Do you believe on Monday, I went to my mechanic and I changed the oil and I did servicing again. That light went up. But people who come there with the same car, type of my car, were asking, okay, how long have you been using this car? I said, 6 years. He said, no. They don't believe I've been using that car for 6 years. Mm-hmm. I call it Gura Gura. And the only one I have that model. I'm telling you, Okujimi, I don't joke with my car.
Gura,
it's
Gura.
Car, but if you see it, you think I'm just bringing it up from the workshop. Showroom.
Right. Thank you.
So, I want to say thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Listen to your car, like she said.
Okay. Mr. Gura Gura, thank you very much. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Yes, Okujimi.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Dambaba.
Dambaba now.
Fine.
You confuse, so today you begin calling me Mr. Uncle Jimmy because your mind dead to talk to him. Hey, Dambaba.
I talk to him.
I'm picking. I've been working. Sorry for that.
Hey.
Yes.
You see, I agree with you that a lot of the years don't want to maintain their vehicle.
Yes.
But you agree with me that some of us are afraid of mechanic.
Yes.
And that's why I want to ask you. What do you think about the image of mechanic these days? I'm into car business. I do buy Nigerian use, buy and sell. Let me tell you something. The two times I went to buy car with mechanic, it happened that the engines are bad. The time that I go to buy on my own, there's nothing wrong with the engine. Everything is working perfect because I have small experience. So, Nigerian mechanic, I'm sorry, they do manipulate a lot. That is why people are afraid to go to them. Some of us maintain cars, but we are scared of them. Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. You heard what he said.
Yes.
Yeah, but people are actually. Do you now? This is a tricky one for you. Do you actually encourage people to go to mechanics or to go to workshops these days? Remember, before I finish, remember that the cars are more sophisticated than the good old 504 contact set and that era. It's a new era now. And some people don't appreciate the fact that the knowledge and expertise that you need, you know, to keep your car going is different from what happened hitherto.
Yes.
You agree with that?
Yes. Because like what he said, you know, regarding this mechanic issue, taking a mechanic with you to purchase a new car, whether it's Nigerian used or whatever. So now I had, someone was telling me of this day that his car was faulty. That was when I was still in learning and he needed to sell it. So the mechanic just said, okay, Kakoshi, buy. So now the buyer comes with his mechanic.
Yeah.
And the mechanic drags the buyer's mechanic and says, Wabi Bayo.
Wow.
I'm at 200K. And I gave him 200K. And he told the buyer's mechanic told him that the car was fine.
That happens a lot.
He said, at the end of the day, Shumokwe, it's you that will be fixing
why
the problem.
Why is dishonesty part of this mechanics profession at the local level?
Okay, so it starts with, at the local level, first of all, they do not know how to charge. By the time they are done fixing your vehicle, they realize that they are out of, like they really have not made anything for the day. Money has gone into purchasing the parts, returning the parts back. And when you take a part back to replace it, sometimes, let's say after a day or two or a week, the part seller will need you to add money on top. Whether it's 1,000 or 2,000, you add something on top. So now that, plus their transportation, they don't add logistics into costing. They don't add all those things. So they end up losing money and they'll just look for a way. They've not figured out, because they don't have a management, they don't have somebody who is...
Okay, what is the price, for example, for and what kind of charges would you, minus all the parts and everything, labor charge for, say, service?
For service?
Yes.
A labor charge for service should actually be 10,000 and above.
Really?
But... because we like roadside mechanic, we like 5K.
Who doesn't like 5K? It's 5K me I pay.
But you should understand that.
And I don't use a roadside mechanic.
You see, even that 5K, now you see, the problem is, you just go and meet them and say you want servicing. When you go to a professional mechanic, you know, a workshop.
Yes.
Servicing, they'll go, okay, but they're still going to check your legs, the tires for you, check your brake pad, check your shock absorbers, in as much as they do not need, you know, check all round. You carry it for 5K. Okama shikini here, lose the oil. Your kini here, put oil filter. They will not even advise you. And now, that's the problem we're all facing. The car is moving. So
we are not facing that problem.
I want you one more, you know, it's okay.
But seriously, you see, we're gradually getting to Cuba. Why do I say Cuba? If you go to Cuba, you see cars that have been used for 50 years and they're still moving because their economy doesn't make it able for you to buy another car. So you see cars that have been used from the 50s in Cuba today. They've turned it around now into a tourist attraction. But it's the economy. In Cuba, if you are able to buy a car in a lifetime, you pass it on to your son, who passes it on to your grandson. And therefore, if you go to Cuba, you see a lot of 1950s. Now it's a tourist attraction thing, but we must learn the culture of maintenance. But you see, what has spoilt us all in Nigeria for a long time is easy money. Easy money. I remember one day here we had a debate on whether when a woman comes to visit you, whether you should be giving her taxi money or not. you know. And these are the things that poverty throws up.
Okay,
when the woman is going. And some woman put out the argument, when she came to meet you, she used money to buy the makeup, to buy the lipstick, to buy the powder. And I'm saying, but you want dignity for the woman. Wearing lights, if you are coming to visit me, okay, don't use the powder, don't use it, you just come. I'm just need your powder. Okay, how have people reacted to you when they come? You know, maybe they see your poster or this what? Is this a man or a woman? Then you show up. How have people responded to you? And then seeing that you're also young, what are the reactions that you've gotten so far?
Most times, what are you doing here is the first question.
I can imagine.
You know, and
sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Very.
Sounds familiar. That person that you and I know. Kind of things you would say. Kilo an sheba yi. Omolomo.
And then it's, there was this day I placed a call through because I was trying to get engine seat for one of my client's vehicle. And then this client claimed he had his own, you know, he came up with, like I said, people are not maintaining cars. Came up with, oh, he sells car parts as well, but he wants to try my service, this one, that one. Tagbe moto yen, arikbe gbogbo, kini yen, oti chain moto yen, CLS 550. Change it from formatic to manual. Oh, your Google, so tagbe scanner, see.
Can you change formatic to manual?
They will do it for you in LAD, but they will convert anything. So, all the sensors were not in the right spot. So for you to scan that vehicle, you're just going to be seeing error. And this is someone that when he enters Lekki face, other people say, ah, see fine voice, sweet voice, sweet, right? Well, Nimokwe Corolla with Mercedes back in the story. It is not a car again. When you remove the suspension, you mess. That's it. The car has been built and designed in a certain purpose.
Let me quickly apologize. I'm not bringing down any brand, you know. So thinking Corolla is what it is.
No.
We don't mean it. It's a humorous thing.
Sorry, yeah, please. We're just saying, you know. I'm just saying that the car has been built for
certain
purpose.
Do you find those tricks sometimes in the cars that are sold? I get this feeling that sometimes they strip imported cars.
And
take away all the nice parts to go and sell, and then load all kinds of jackpotances, but to keep it moving.
That's why it's important to scan a vehicle before you purchase it.
Yeah, so there are how much is scanning?
Some people scanning, so for that kind of service from 35K, 25K and above.
You have mercy or not?
But old Tony, you want to use your money to buy something, you're going to have to pay for proper scanning to be done. If you've gone ahead.
Okay, so what does the scanning entail? You put the scanner on the car?
Yes, and it brings out every information, even up to tire pressure.
And it's a one-stop machine. You have one?
I don't have at the moment.
But you can hire?
Yes, I have. It's in the garage. So, you know, I share a garage with someone. Yes. So, it's also in the garage. So, even if you have to come to me to use that service.
Is it mobile? Is this scanner mobile?
It is mobile.
So, you can take it to Kilotinkwe, mile 2. What's that place in mile 2? Beggar Park. And begin your school. I want this one. You scan it, 35,000. Is it 35,000 a day or 35,000 per car?
Per car.
So, if I'm going car hunting.
I'm
going car hunting and I say, let us look at that one first. We will scan it, you will collect 35.
No, it doesn't work like that. You'd have made up your mind to purchase the car. You'd have looked up with the VIN number, So now you've checked the VIN
pay button.
Before you say pay, just do a proper scan. And then. So that you don't put yourself into...
Can you scan human beings? I'm going up for sale. let's pick a call. Hello, good morning. Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
Well, thank you for the wonderful job you have done there.
Thank you.
You know, the reason why the mechanic has been charged late, many people, they don't do their work. Even though our elite. If you don't follow someone's experience,
yes,
that's the reason why people have just made a mistake here and there. They will condemn them. That's the reason why.
Thank you, sir.
So, thank you for the job you are doing there.
Thank you.
For enlightening people.
Yes.
We continue to bless you.
Thank you. Yes, you know, I noticed something, and I mean this seriously, and I'm not politicking. I noticed that especially in the social media, there's an attempt to play down knowledge. If you show any superior knowledge on anything, then there's a... And it's also happening at the topmost level. You find even the politicians, they want to play down the acquisition of knowledge so that they can rule over a group of Dundees. You know, people... That's why one of my premium is what I usually tell people, stop to think. Stop to think. Like you rightly said, if you're going to buy a car, let's say 3 million, let's even start at the middle level 3, it's not too much for you to get somebody to scan that car for you and you pay off.
Yeah.
But we don't want to pay for knowledge.